This is We Discover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. So glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the Holy Spirit. For those of you who've been following, as you can see, the Bible has a lot to say about the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday I finished by reading a very important verse in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So, you know, we're called to take it. We're called to take the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit is there to teach us how to take it. Because, you know what, it's easy to do things when you've been taught how. And so this is why Hosea 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed through lack of knowledge. And so we literally can't fail if we will only learn from the Holy Spirit, for he is the fountain of all knowledge. And sadly, there are those who laugh at this idea because God doesn't factor in the equation when they consider wisdom or knowledge. But this is the problem. If you educate a fool, all you get is an educated idiot. Psalm 14 verse 1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And the New Living, only fools say in their hearts, there is no God. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, this is the glorious thing that happens when a person receives Jesus as their Savior, is they're made new on the inside. And of course, that was 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so, if anyone, it's for everyone. And I think it's important to understand that there is no exclusion clause. It's not based on how much wealth or how high your IQ is or how influential you are. As Rainer Bonnke used to sing, there's room at the cross for you. And what a beautiful thing it is that the gospel is for all mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And so it's through the new birth that we are changed. And it's through the new birth that we can understand, you know, the things of God. Because there was a time when I couldn't understand the Bible because, as I said, I needed to experience spiritual rebirth and be filled with the Spirit. I mean, a blind man can't judge an art contest. A deaf man can't hear a symphony. It's beyond them. And same way, until you've been born again, until you've been saved, you cannot understand the things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 deals with this. It says, I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come to you with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. And again, this is capital S, so it's referring to the Holy Spirit. God has revealed them to us through his Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So the Holy Spirit understands the mysteries of God. The Holy Spirit understands the past, present, and future. And this is why it's so important for us to learn from him, for us to become sensitive to him, and for us to not grieve him. You know, the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God with whom you're sealed to the day of redemption, because you can't learn from the Holy Spirit if you're grieving him. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So here it's talking about your human spirit. You know, nobody knows a man's heart ultimately except the man himself, and except the spirit of the man that is in him. That's small s, because it's his human spirit. Paul said, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. So we're made in the image of God. God is a trinity, and so too we're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit does know the things of God. And that's why the Holy Spirit can clarify your calling. He can make things clear. He can help you to understand. You can learn from the Holy Spirit if you are willing to be led, if you're willing to learn. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So the Bible says we haven't received the spirit of the world, small s. So that, you know, there, sometimes you meet people and the spirit of the world is on them. They're just worldly, and it's important for us to guard our hearts in that regard. But we haven't received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. Again, the Holy Spirit is a person. It says, why have we received the Holy Spirit from God? That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. And this is the tragedy. Sometimes people live and die without ever receiving the bountiful blessings that have been freely given to them by God. If you're ignorant of divine healing, you'll never experience divine healing. If you're ignorant of you know, the peace and the blessing and the prosperity and the joy and the direction and the favor and the protection that is yours, rightfully yours as a child of God, you can be living life on a plane so far below what God has for you that it's tragic. And it'll only be in heaven that your eyes will be open to see what God would have done for you, what God would have done in you, what God would have blessed you with, if only your eyes had been open to spiritual reality. And this is what the Holy Spirit will do if you are open to learning. These things we also speak, not words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. This is a very key verse, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. So the unsaved man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. He doesn't even acknowledge the existence of the Holy Spirit. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So verse 14, the person in the NIV, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. And the English Standard, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. And that's tremendously sad when you think about it. That, you know, some people are so spiritually dull, so spiritually blinded that they never understand the things of God. Because you cannot understand the things of God if you don't accept the Spirit of God. The unsaved are blinded to spiritual reality because it's only in salvation that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, are opened. Ephesians 1 verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Paul here isn't talking about your physical eyes. Says the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's your spiritual understanding. The spirit-filled Christian, therefore, has no excuse for ignorance. We need to diligently read our Bibles, and the Holy Spirit will bring it to life. He is the one who reveals truth. Again, John 15:26, but when the Helper comes, whom I'll send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness because you've been with me from the beginning. So, and this is the pattern, you know, the Holy Spirit teaches us and then we teach others. You know, there's this glorious synergy that happens between the Spirit-filled believer and the Holy Spirit. And verse 7 of John 16, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And so the Holy Spirit has been sent to us, the Spirit of truth, and so we can learn of him. So, hallelujah. Let's learn of the Holy Spirit. Let's learn to be sensitive to him and not grieve him. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.